Today, I want to talk about finding your people in business and how this can literally make or break your business before you even start. This can control whether or not you do actually make progress to even get momentum in the beginning, and it can control how far you'll eventually go as your business evolves and continues over time. Now, two quick things before I get into this. The first, which is what led me to creating this today, is that on April 12th, and depending on when you're watching this, April 12th, 2022, we're hosting a Dropship Lifestyle members meetup. It is going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina, most likely at a brewery. Which one we book is going to be determined on how many people want to attend. So far, we have about 20 that RSVP'd. We'll keep that open. If you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle and you didn't RSVP yet, and you want to come, I'll post a link. It'll take you to our Facebook group and you can RSVP through there. And again, that way we'll know how much space we need to book so we can have everybody and let the networking begin. Happy to be doing this for the first time in 2 years now since COVID started. Okay, next thing I just quickly wanted to mention before we get into this is that we just received in the mail the 100,000 subscriber plaque from YouTube for this channel, Dropship Lifestyle. So I've done a live stream already thanking everybody for this. But again, thank you all. I appreciate you. Seeing that thing just made me think of 100,000 people out there clicking that subscribe button because they're getting value from what we put out here. So if you are a subscriber, thank you. And if you're not a subscriber yet, click that button. You'll get new content every week designed to help you live a better life, have a better business, and grow a dropshipping store profitably. So back to the topic of today, right? Finding your people in business. The reason I started thinking about this is because now that COVID, I'm going to knock on wood, seems to be on its way totally out and everything is as back to normal as I can imagine, we're hosting this members meetup again. So when we host these members meetups for members of my Dropship Lifestyle coaching program, what I do is post about it on our community Facebook group. And I basically let people RSVP, say if they want to attend, say if they live local or if they're traveling in, then they share where they're at in terms of progress with their business, like how much revenue they're doing. And that's basically it. And that's just so we can try to introduce them to other people in similar spaces when they come. Now, one thing that I haven't thought of for a couple of years since we haven't been able to do these is the amount of people that RSVP that are traveling from somewhere else. And I'll talk about why that's important and why it is worth it in just a minute. But the thing that I notice, right, when I put this out there, and I guess we'll start with talking about what these events actually are. Really, picture going to a bar with people that you don't really know but have some connection with for 2 to maybe 4 hours, right? So there's not speeches, there's not coaching sessions, there's not, there's nothing. It's a meetup. It's a casual way to go and have people in your vicinity that are on the same path as you in terms of these dropship lifestyle meetups, right? That's it. And I say that's it because even now I find myself talking about it like it's not that much and it's not that important. But then every time we host them and we start to see the RSVPs come in, we have people traveling in from literally all around the country for, again, 2 to 4 hours of an informal meetup at a bar to hang out. So even this time, when we put the invite out there, started to get people RSVPing, saw the people traveling in, I had that thought in my head of like, wow, I can't believe people are doing that. Like, would I even do that when I first got started? Is it even worth it, right? That's the thought that I go through. But then I have to take myself back in time, right? Because I've been doing this since 2007. And if I look back to when I first started and the things that made the biggest difference and the things that allowed me to start with momentum and then over time continue to go further, they are those in-person connections. And they're not the ones that necessarily take place where you're sitting there listening to a speaker on stage. More often than not, there are these informal conversations, these informal connections, and really these relationships you can form. Sometimes not even, and I'll talk about how to get this for yourself in just a minute, but sometimes not even the relationship of, oh, I met this person, we're going to talk every week about growing our business together. But sometimes just the conversation of, I met this person in person that's doing what I want to do. I want to do 100K a month in revenue. They're currently doing 150K a month in revenue. They've been doing this for only a year and a half. Okay, now not only do I still believe it's possible, but now I know it's possible because I shook this person's hand, right? I had a beer with them. We shared wings, right? Whatever it is. But it makes it that much more real, which makes for some people driving, in this case, 8 hours to get here. Some people flying in to literally, you know, pay for a plane ticket, pay for a hotel just for a couple hours to hang out in person. That's worth it because the trajectory of where you can go from having that confidence from meeting people in person to where your business is a month from now, 6 months from now, 2 years from now could be night and day. So I want to give some tips on how you could possibly find your people and then also just share a couple stories about how this did help me without me even necessarily seeking it out from the beginning. So first off, for me, when I first got into business, right, I knew I wanted to be in business, but I didn't have any network. I didn't have any community. I had, and this is what I realized was a big help for me, was I had a business partner. And with the business partner, it really helped me to have somebody to bounce ideas off of, but just to talk through things that might seem crazy or just totally different than what other people think about, right? So talking about things like back then we were importing, we were bringing in containers from China and warehousing them. If it was just me on my own, you know, how big would I have scaled that? Would I have even done it? Would I have been scared to? Would I have not had at least somebody else there that I could talk to and, you know, feel, I guess, crazy with together? How far would I have taken that business? And I really don't know. So even though I wasn't in that case, you know, going out and seeking people, I do realize looking back, I had that one person that I can share these ideas with that was somebody else in this almost other reality with me, right? This business reality. So going from there, as we started to grow those businesses more and more, I wanted to meet more and more people. So back then, what I would do, and this is something you can do, is go on the website meetup.com and I would look for marketing and search engine optimization, pay-per-click, different meetups like that, right? Even just general entrepreneurship. And I would go to these meetups at random places on Long Island where I was living at the time. And I wouldn't go with the goal at all, again, of I'm gonna meet somebody and they're gonna become a lifelong business partner. And I'll tell you, I don't even remember anybody that I met at these things. But what I do remember is hearing stories, again, one-on-one conversations with people, shaking their hands, listening about their businesses, listening about their results. And to me, what that did was make more things real. It allowed me to not just read stories online, but it allowed me to meet the people, right? And not, you know, huge names by any means. Again, I don't remember anybody I met, but I remember hearing these stories from them and knowing that, you know, in SEO, this was a reality. When it comes to pay-per-click, this was a reality. When it comes to even like business finance options, this wasn't an option because I'm hearing it from the people actually doing it. So I think it really is important. And I would encourage you, if you are newer in business and you don't have your people, if you haven't found them yet, and this isn't talking about replacing your friends group or anything else, but having that group of people that you either meet with, again, you don't need their phone numbers, you don't need to be asking them for advice, but just having people that you can connect with in person, even if it's just once a year, it makes a big difference and it builds this internal motivation and confidence to allow us to continue to grow. So once I thought back to those examples from my own life, when I see these RSVPs coming now, again, from people flying in, I switched again from thinking like, is it worth it for them? To, of course it's worth it. Again, one of the questions that we ask when people RSVP is what revenue level they're at. And right now, over 30% of the RSVPs are doing over 100K a month with their dropship lifestyle stores. We have people just beginning. We have people 25 to 50K, 50K to 100. But again, a huge percentage now, over 100K a month. So for the person just beginning that maybe flies in, maybe meets a couple of them, again, shares a drink with them, shares 5 minutes with them. When they go back home and they sit down to do the work, how much more motivated will they be? How much further will they go? And then hopefully they'll be at the dropship lifestyle retreat that we do in Portugal this year and continue those in-person meetups. So just wanted to share this, guys, kind of a rant, but obviously something I'm thinking about. So find your people. If you're a member of Dropship Lifestyle, again, I'm going to link to the Facebook post in our members community if you want to RSVP for the Charlotte meetup. And if you're not a member yet, I'll post a link below to where you can get enrolled, get into our programs, maybe come meet up again April 12th for this meetup, or maybe one in the future. We'd love to have you. With that being said, thank you all. I appreciate you. Thank you again for the 100K subscribers. If you're not subscribed yet, click that button, click the notification bell, and I will talk to you in the next video. See everybody.